Road. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. The blizzard that hammered Western New York over the weekend has left at least 28 people dead. Here's Erie County Executive Mark Pullenkars.
We do expect that there will be more as there are additional individuals that are found across our community.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul says driving bans are still in effect in some cities.
Anyone who declares victory and says it's over, it is way too early to say this is at its completion of. Maybe the severity is downplaying now. It's not as bad as it had been over the last couple days, but it is still a dangerous situation to be out.
Governor Hochul says National Guard members have been deployed to assist with search and rescue, plowing, and other services. The White House reacting to Saturday's migrant bus drop-off of asylum seekers at Vice President Kamala Harris's home in Washington, D.C. Fox's Peter Ducey reports from the White House.
Several dozen groups of migrants were dropped off after crossing into Texas illegally. The White House says Governor Abbott abandoned children on the side of the road in below freezing temperatures on Christmas Eve without coordinating with any federal or local authorities. Following a weekend, DHS says they sent border crossers back. Quote, individuals and families attempting to enter without authorization are being expelled.
Former Vice President Mike Pence's staff shutting down a report that he is running for president.
Pence has been mulling a 2024 presidential bid, but there's been no announcement. But it trended on Twitter, and some news outlets reported that he'd filed a statement of candidacy with the FEC. Not true, says the former Veep spokesman, suggesting that someone pranked pundits and journalists. There was a filing for a Mike Richard Pence, but previous real filings for Pence listed his first name as Michael.
That's Fox's Gary Baumgarten. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Despite ongoing attacks from Russia, Ukrainians found ways to celebrate the Christmas holiday. Fox's Nate Foy has more from Kyiv, Ukraine.
Elementary school kids received those gifts here in Kyiv, and after enduring over 300 days of war, they had a reason to smile this Christmas. The group United Help Ukraine delivered over $700,000 worth of educational toys. We're talking games, posters, and books. The delivery came in through Poland and eventually got here to Kyiv from Lviv in western Ukraine. Another group called Common Man for Ukraine delivered Christmas gifts to 1,300 orphans. More Christmas celebrations here in Kyiv last night. The train station just turned into a Christmas party. The tree was lit up with a manually powered generator. Big crowds were singing and dancing to Christmas songs.
The U.S. will allow Major League Baseball players from Cuba to play for their home country in the World Baseball Classic next year, paving the way for Cuba's national team to once again star on an international stage. MLB stars from Cuba include Yordan Alvarez, Jose Abreu, and Randy Arozarena. Each country's national governing body chooses the players on its team. The Los Angeles Chargers scoring a big win against the Indianapolis Colts Monday night.
Austin Eckler had a pair of rushing touchdowns for LA, but it was the defense that starred for the Chargers Monday night, holding the Colts to just a field goal and under 200 yards of total offense. Veteran QB Nick Foles made his first start of the year for Indy in place of the benched Matt Ryan, but the Colts offense still sputtered and Foles threw three interceptions. It was the fifth straight loss for the Colts, who fell to 4-10-1 on the season. The Chargers, meanwhile, Kyle have won 4 out of 5 and are 9-6 overall, LA clinching an AFC wildcard spot to get back into the playoffs for the first time since 2018.
That's Fox's Eric Messersmith. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.